You're listening to the Best of the Morning Blush on Hot 103 Jams.
Blue Springs School District announced yesterday that it would be canceling summer school today, including all school activities because of a threat of a mass shooting. School district said that they alerted the FBI of this possible threat related to an unspecific mass shooting. Decided to go ahead and just cancel classes in an abundance of caution. Also, Lee Summit and Independent School Districts also cancel classes for today as well because of this precaution. A statement from Lee Summit District spokesperson read, "We have received no information that suggests this possible threat has a connection to our district, but we are also canceling all student activities in an abundance of caution while we stay in close communication with our law enforcement partners."
Whew, that's heavy. I feel two ways about it. First, kudos to the leaders and administrators for being ahead of this thing. Number two, is frightening that we even have to contemplate this situation, but that's the reality in 2022 in America.
Of course, we're going to keep our eyes on this situation. If any other details arise, we'll bring it right to air.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
6:19 today. Look for highs in the lower 90s. A severe afternoon thunderstorm is on the way. Mostly sunny and 79 right now, Lee Summit. Shade, what's poppin'?
NBA great Shaquille O'Neal was spotted out on a little dinner date with a mystery woman. And he decided to pay the bill for everybody in the restaurant.
Hey, Shaq has been doing this. He'll run into random strangers in like a sporting goods store or whatever, and he'll just bless people, man.
Bill came up to $25,000. He asked the wait staff, please don't say anything to them until he's out of the restaurant. That's a beautiful thing, but I want to know who he out there dating.
He got plenty of time on his hands since, inside the NBA is off now. And I think his ex-wife just got married, so he need to get on the prowl, too.
He own it, obviously, but I want to know, what type of chick he like, I might want to put my bid in.
Yeah, you saw Hoops. Remember her? And then Shawnee O'Neal.
Oh, that's what he likes.
So that's two.
Oh, he don't like a chunky chick then. Okay.
He might if you cook him some.
None of them chunky.
World famous, tortilla soup that you make. Damn!
Folks is dragging Lisa Ray on social media for comments that she made while discussing Saucy Santana's old tweets about Blue Ivy. This was all kind of brought back up because of Blue accompanying her dad, Jay-Z, to Game 5 of the NBA Finals. And she was sitting there with her hair all pretty. So a lot of people were like, look how beautiful she is. And remembering how folk were dragging her when she had like a little short afro and it wasn't always laid to perfection.
Talking about when she was a baby and her hair was growing? You talking about then?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, people were very upset about that. And so Lisa Ray was trying to go at Saucy Santana, but she kind of put a foot in the mouth herself.
Now, you don't want to know what I think.
I do. You know I do.
Had he said that about baby Bella?
Girl fight.
He couldn't say that about baby Bella because she doesn't have nappy hair.
Doesn't make a difference. It's a child.
But you know what? I think when those kind of comments, first of all, it would automatically make me go, who the hell and who are you? You don't know me. You don't know her. And I would have took it there because I don't think that they even care that much. I don't think they care about his comment, really.
All hair is good hair. I don't know what anyone is talking about. And that's what people were upset about because it was almost as if she's like, well, he couldn't say that because my baby hair not nappy.
And a nappy hair comment. Look, man, nappy hair is beautiful hair to me. It's thick, it's full, it's in the Bible. Jesus had it, all right?
A court in Russia has decided to extend the detention of American basketball star Brittany Griner until at least July 2nd.
Yikes.
She's been in custody there since February when she was arrested for allegedly carrying cannabis oil in her luggage. I don't know why no one has done anything about this, but
I'm just now seeing like the WNBA been on it, but now I'm seeing like NBA players starting to speak up and people starting to creep out a little bit with this, but I'm with you. This should have been talked about way more a long time ago.
According to People magazine, the Kardashian-Jenner family has filed a petition to have Blac Chyna cover their legal fees for that defamation case that she lost against them last month. Now, the total of that bill is $391,094.76, and they said they want all their cash.
Damn. Good luck getting that from the woman fighting at the Disneyland.
I don't
think
she might have. I don't know. You think she might have it? She had a little thing on the Zeus Network, and she make walkthrough appearances, doesn't she?
What's Zeus paying?
I don't know, but I ain't getting it. I want the check.
She better get in another celebrity boxing ring.
But that fight was super duper cornball. I was like, yo. But I knew it wasn't going to be any good. I said, because she can't pull hair. She not going to be able to kick nobody. Like, that's what you do? Nothing.
Nah. Professional street fighter Shay Moore.
No, I'm not. Nicki Minaj is set to headline Rolling Loud New York, which is going to be taking place in her hometown of Queens, New York. The 3-day festival is going to take place at Citi Field. That's where the Mets play. It'll go down September 23rd through the 25th. This might be a cute little trip for us to do the little short trip to New York. I know you've never been, and I've been threatening to take you so that you can see the city. And I think that now, at this time, you'll be married, so your wife can probably work on you to make you want to go. Yeah. She got something I can't give you, and she can use that as leverage to get you to do things that I've been trying to get you to do for 6 years, minus what she got.
Damn!
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, good luck with her trying to convince me too.
No, she could do it.
Okay.
She could do it. And if she needs some tips, I can teach her whoosh whoosh.
Nah, you
like
not,
some more say whoosh whoosh.
Fam, I swear to God, Shay. Oh
what?
God, I swear to God on my daddy's ashes. We was watching Queens of Comedy last night.
Well,
we were.
Whoosh whoosh.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I wanna tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the morning grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad though?
Because I'm at the gas station right now, and they're out here with barbecue grills and stuff. People are jumping up and down. They got s'mores and shit.
It's early in the morning? Are you?
Yes, barbecuing. Got hot dogs and hamburgers. Lady just came up to me and asked me if I wanted a hamburger. She out here honking horns and stuff. It's too much. I can't even get no gas. I just want to go to work.
What city are you from?
I'm from Omaha, Nebraska.
Oh, that's why. This is Kansas City. We do that, all right? It could be whatever time of day. We don't care. 6 a.m, 6 p.m. Rain, sleet, or snow, that grill gonna go.
Well, okay. Well, tell them to hump their horns some more then.
Go get you a glizzy or something.
6 a.m.
Where's Miss Cindy at? I heard about her.
She might be out there. Ask one of them if they Cindy.
She the one grilling.
She probably the lady grilling.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to go over there and ask her too.
Yeah, pull up, girl.
Proceed with caution. Right. Have a good
Thank
one.
You.
I want my baby back, baby back, baby back. Hazel, bring back them ribs.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Blue Springs, Independence, and Lee Summit school districts have all decided to cancel summer classes and all other activities after receiving a threat of a mass shooting. Officials say that the FBI has been alerted and the decision was made in what they're calling an abundance of caution. Of course, the entire country is talking about how to handle this sort of thing in light of so many mass shootings that have happened within the last year. A new Ohio law will allow teachers to carry guns into the classroom after just 24 hours of training or less on how to use a weapon. Now, previously, it required 700 hours of training. Is arming teachers the answer, Brian?
Absolutely not. If more guns was the answer, Chicago would be the safest city and United States would be the safest country. And it's the direct opposite. This is a dangerous game we playing.
Kansas City, what do you think about this? Would you want your child's teacher wielding a gun in the classroom in our area?
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Yesterday, Blue Springs School District received a threat of a mass shooting. Of course, they alerted the FBI to this situation. They decided to cancel all summer school classes today and other activities. In an abundance of caution, Independent School District and Lee's Summit School District decided to also cancel their classes and activities in light of this threat. School district in Ohio has decided to allow teachers to carry guns into the classroom after just receiving 24 hours of training or less. They used to allow teachers with 700 hours of training, so they've decided to bring that down even more to allow teachers to have guns in answer to mass shootings. My question this morning, Brian, is that the answer?
No, Shay. Common sense would tell you that you need training. You need 10,000 hours to be an expert at something. And 24 hours, what? With a gun that you have people's lives in your hand, literally? I'm not with it.
816-540-1033. What do you think about this?
I would not agree with my children going to any school where a teacher was armed, simply for the fact that the teachers are already underpaid, overworked, overcrowded classrooms, and already have to deal with behavioral issues along with trying to educate our children. So to burden them with an additional responsibility of securing a classroom with a gun, that would just not be my idea of providing the best education for our children.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling up and sharing that with us today.
Thank you.
Good morning. Go ahead with your comment.
I was just talking to my daughter about it, and my kids are in private school. She was like, at any point, the class could take over the teacher and take the gun and there. Sometimes the teachers are not even stable. That is not the answer to safe schools.
Do you think you would take your child out of that school if that were to be the case here in Kansas City?
Without a shadow of a doubt, I would take my child out of any school that would arm a teacher with a gun.
Well, thank you so much for calling up this morning. We appreciate you. Have a good one.
Now it's time for the shade. Drop it.
Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:21. Look for highs in the lower 90s today. Not as hot as the last couple days, but we'll have a afternoon thunderstorm in the mix. Mostly sunny and 80 right now in Raytown. Shade was popping.
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Gemini friends. Daughter of Kim Kardashian West and Kanye West Northwest is 9 today. Woo. And rapping, acting icon in the game, Ice Cube, 53 years old today.
Happy birthday to a legend. And everybody else born on June 15th.
So reports say that Omarion is set to go up against Mario in a versus battle.
What?
I love Mario's music. And Omarion. He's the king of unbothered.
Gold star for Shay.
And Omarion can dance. And Mario wore cornrows for a long time. These are his attributes.
I mean, this verse is like, is it relevant anymore? Is it like people interested because of Cypress Hill and who did they go against? I forgot who they went against.
I watched the A-Ball and MJG one versus UGK and it was on tilt.
You and 10 other people?
It was more than 10 people there.
Oh, okay. I think they messed up verses with the subscriptions and all that stuff. And I think it served its purpose.
Mary J. Blige announced she's going to be going out on the Good Morning Gorgeous tour. It's going to start September 17th in Greensboro, North Carolina. But she won't be coming here to Kansas City. The closest city would be St. Louis on October 12th at the Enterprise Center. Hmm.
Check your Rolodex. You got something planned?
In October? I don't know. I know I'm going to the DR in November.
Your vacation days will be there.
I know. I get new ones in September. Stay out of my business. Why you know my dates and stuff?
I know all of that, man. All of it.
Lord have mercy. Cleveland Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson is facing no fewer than 24 active lawsuits by women who allege inappropriate sexual conduct on his part during some massage therapy sessions. When he was asked about this situation, Brian, he says that he is innocent, and he spoke during a press conference for the first time.
I never assaulted, disrespected, or harassed anyone. But at the same time, I do understand that I do have regrets as far as the impact that it has on the community and people outside of just myself. You know, and that includes my family, that includes this organization, that includes my teammates in this locker room that have to answer to these questions, that includes, you know, the fan base of the Cleveland Browns, that includes males, females, everyone across the world, you know. So that's one thing I do regret, is the impact that it's have triggered on so many people. And, yeah, it's tough to have to, you know, do it. You know, like I said, I never assaulted anyone, or I never harassed anyone, or I never disrespected anyone, or I never forced anyone to do anything.
It's getting ugly, Shay. There could be 66 women. They're going to sit him down. They're going to put him on paid leave.
You think they're going to do that, though? This is a billion-dollar business. These people are worried about putting butts in seats and selling jerseys. Yeah, I guess I'm skeptical of anything that got to do with money, Brian.
I feel you. And you have a right to feel that way. But I think that once the storms start, the media storms, once training camp gets going and you see him out on the field and he's talking and making comments and you see him out on the preseason games, I think the heat will ramp up, Shay. When them picket signs are outside the stadiums, like how we've seen for other situations, it's a different story when those visions come to light on social media.
Facts. Listen, Gary Lezak announced last week that he's going to be retiring after 30 years of delivering the weather in our city. And we're going to find out what's in the forecast for him. You like the way I did that? In the forecast?
That's a good dismount.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Glow on Hot 103 Jams.
Been a mainstay on Kansas City television for 30 years, talking about Channel 41's chief meteorologist, Gary Lezak.
My mama's favorite meteorologist. What's up, Gary? How you feeling?
Good morning. In Milwaukee at a conference, the American Meteorological Society's conference right now. 1 week ago today, it seems like a day ago, but I did make the announcement that I'm going to be retiring from TV, and it's a decision not taken lightly, something I've been thinking about for a long time. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. This is why we had to reach out to you. It's not lost on us what you have meant to so many people in Kansas City over the years. What you gonna do now?
I have some big plans. About 38 years ago, at the beginning of my career, I discovered that the weather pattern is cycling regularly, so I started a company called Weather 2020. You can go to it on weather2020.com and learn more. And the pattern is cycling above us. This year is about a 9-week cycle, and we can make predictions that are going to help save lives and help businesses in the decades ahead of us. And that's really the biggest reason I decided to retire, because I have to put 100% effort into that.
Gary, I remember you when you had your beautiful hair and you was on Channel 4, and then you made the transition to where you are now at 41. As far as longevity is concerned, what is your advice to give to us, some of us younger pups in this game?
Well, find some passion that you love to do and try to just make it a dream and love coming to work every day. Everyone is important. Every one of us is talented. We have talent. And finding what you're best at is not an easy thing. So for everyone, find what you're best at. Believe in yourself. Go for it. There is not a day that I have not enjoyed coming to work. Oh, I've had to deal with some stuff at work with bosses and stuff like that at times. But try to find your passion and find that talent and realize you're important. Everybody in operation at your radio station, at KSHB, at whatever business you're at, it doesn't matter. You are part of that operation, and you are important.
We're talking to Channel 41's chief meteorologist, Gary Lezak, who has decided to retire after 30 years on KC Airwaves. I'm a burgeoning comedian. I want to try out a weather joke on you if you've got a sec.
Sure.
It's so hot, Gary Lezak. That's where you
How
come
hot
in.
Is it?
There you go. Okay. Okay. Let's start this again. It's so hot, Gary Lezak.
How hot is it?
Chickens are laying hard boiled eggs.
Ooh.
That was funny.
Oh, dear.
That's a great fake laugh, Gary.
No, I like that. I do.
We're talking to Channel 41's chief meteorologist, Gary Lezak, this morning. Since I got a good laugh from you in the last break, let's try this again. It's so hot, Gary Lezak.
How hot is it?
Birds are wearing oven mitts to pull worms out the ground.
Oh, my.
God.
What little kids you been hanging around? More.
You have any more?
Yeah, I do. But I'm going to hold the other one I got for you because I've been working on three of them. That was the second one.
It is ridiculous. The seed is building into good news. It's all part of this cycling pattern and predictable. And what's predictable is that there will be regular cold fronts this summer. I already know it. That's the technology I'm bringing to Kansas City and to the world. We know when and where things are going to happen, including hurricanes, tornadoes. This year, guys, Mayfield, Kentucky got hit by a tornado and 56 people were killed. This is on December the 10th. I made a prediction on Weather 2020. You can go read the blog right now there. It's titled Horrific Tornado, Why It's Important, Why It's a Warning of Things to Come. And that predicted around April 13th or so. There could be another tornado around Mayfield. Let's hope not. But somewhere in that region, there certainly will be a risk. And April 13th, Mayfield, Kentucky got hit again. Fortunately, it was only an EF1 tornado. No one was injured in the second one, but we were able to predict the location of where a tornado may be. So this heat is predictable. The tornadoes are predictable. Hurricanes are predictable on some level far in advance. And that's really where I'm going to put my 100% energy into, because I've been working on it already for about 35 years. And the discovery in meteorology that I'm not the first to discover it. Way back in 1947-46, this meteorologist, Jerome DeMaia, was onto it already. He didn't quite put it over the top. And so it's just sitting there for everyone to see and use, and I'm going to try to bring it to the market.
Gary, your love and passion for dogs, we can see it and feel it on the TV. I'm a newly found dog lover. What made you want to showcase your dogs and spread your love for those animals?
I always grew up loving dogs. I had a wonderful Sheltie, Jamie, back when I was a kid. And then I went to college, and my mom and dad got divorced in 1981. And my mom wanted to take Jamie. My dad wanted to take Jamie. And so I said, no, you guys don't have to argue. I'm taking Jamie. And I took Jamie to college. I was at the University of Oklahoma. And I started my career in 1986, the year Jamie died. And I'm sure Jamie was the first weather dog because I had just started my career. I'm sure I talked about Jamie on the air. 4 years later, I adopted this dog, Wendy. Yes. Her name was Lady. I changed her name to Wendy. And she was able to just jump onto the set, just sit there while I did the weather and did the newscast. And so Wendy, the weather dog, was on Oprah. Oprah began one of her shows about dogs at work, and Oprah Winfrey said, meet Wendy, Wendy the weather dog. She was in an NBC station in Kansas City. Wendy is accurate 45% of the time. And we showed Wendy and I, Wendy the weather dog, in 92, 93, when it first came to Kansas City. Started getting a name for herself, and then I had Stormy, and then Breezy, and now Rainbow and Sunny. And dogs provide us an avenue to learn how to provide unconditional love, because they love us. They love us no matter what we do.
Well, listen, Gary Lazak, this is a random question I was just thinking about. Do you have an umbrella?
I'm sure I do somewhere. I'm in my closet deep down, but I don't use an umbrella. When it's raining, I run out to my car and I get wet. I like getting hit by the weather.
We wanted to connect with you and give you your flowers and thank you so much for all that you've done, the airwaves over the years. Brian and I both hope to have an illustrious long career like yours.
Aww.
Sounds like you're getting ready to become a millionaire now with this invention that you have. So don't forget the little people back here at the radio station.
Hey, you guys are all with me all the way through, you know, so you stay in touch. Remember, guys, my last day on KSHB is December the 1st, so you have to deal with me for a few more months.
It's our pleasure, Gary. Thank you so much. Have a good one. Be blessed.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Brian, we've been reporting the threat that was lodged against the Blue Springs School District of a mass shooting. Lee Summit and Independent School Districts decided to close in an abundance of caution. There have been some other school districts who have also decided to close. That's Fort Osage, Grain Valley, Odessa, Oak Grove, and Lone Jack.
I love the response from the school districts. Shay, it's just awful that this is a part of our reality now, that our kids are not 100% safe when they leave our side, when they go to school, and that's scary.
I'm not 100% sure on this, but I saw someone on my Facebook page saying that Hickman Mills was also closed as well. I'm going to make some calls and see if this is actually true or not. They're not listed in the information that I received, the updated information that was as of about 30 minutes ago. Of course, we're going to keep our eyes on this and keep the audience updated on what's happening in these school districts. Again, Blue Springs, Lee Summit, Independence, Fort Osage, Grain Valley, Odessa, Oak Grove, Lone Jack have all decided to cancel summer school and all school activities until they can figure out what's going on with this possible mass shooting threat that was made.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
8:20 today. Look for highs in the lower 90s. We have an afternoon severe thunderstorm on the way. Right now, you're partly cloudy in 83 at the Grandview Triangle. Shay, what's poppin'?
The final episode of The Wendy Williams Show is scheduled to air this Friday, June 17th, with a video tribute to the iconic host.
The final episode?
A video tribute? That's kind of whack to me. This is her show. They've been running on without her and using her name this entire time.
What you want to do?
She would need to be there to host her own show. That's what I would think.
Ain't she beefing with the producers and stuff?
She's one of the producers. I don't know. I just think that that's kind of whack. Let's go ahead and just do a video tribute and then you go ahead about your business.
Yeah.
Well, radio station I done left, they ain't never they ain't never do no video tribute. They never do nothing. It was just one day I wasn't there no more. I never said goodbye to anybody at any radio station I've left.
Never can say goodbye.
Like, people email you and send you stuff on Facebook like, girl, what happened? Or if they see you out in the street, I'm like, oh, I just decided to leave. You know, I always say the same thing. I never talk bad about any place I've ever worked, because they paid me every time they said they would.
Thanks.
So this is one that I've been telling you got to watch, The Squid Game on Netflix.
I've never seen it.
That's one you need to see. They're getting ready to do a part two, which will also be on Netflix, and they're also putting together a real life Squid Game reality competition.
What is it about?
You got to watch it. I can't explain it. It'll take too long.
Oh, okay.
But I'm excited about that. I would participate in this.
You going to get these heels with me today? You dodged me yesterday.
I got on flip-flops. You didn't even ask me, Brian.
Go barefoot.
Brian,
I asked Kansas
you did
City.
Not ask me.
I asked Kansas City.
How you ask Kansas City?
And
when?
I asked on air and I asked on Twitter.
I do not be on Twitters.
Come get these heels, man. Let me get this work in since you want to
be
involved.
With my flip-flops?
No, go barefoot. We in the grass.
And my cute top.
We in the grass. You do look radiant today.
I put on a cute top because I didn't feel like ironing that. So let me put this fancy top on. But no, what time are you going?
Immediately after work.
If I had some sneakers, I would go. I got on, and you know I don't never wear flip-flops.
Right.
I have on flip-flops today.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a nice long walk and it got some hills. We run the hills, do about 4 or 5 of them, get some good cardio in, get some sweat going.
Where is it? Because maybe I can run. Is it by my house? Can I go get my sneakers?
Nah, it's by here.
It's well, go here. Buy me some sneakers at the Ross and I'll go.
All right, bet. They got $40 special at the Shoe Carnival.
It don't even need to be 40. It could be $23.99.
Bet that.
We got time. Gunna broke his silence yesterday, Brian, from behind bars on his 29th birthday. The rapper was arrested last month and charged in a 56-count RICO indictment that includes fellow rapper Young Thug and other members of YSL. In a 2-page letter posted on Instagram, he wrote, quote, 2022 has been one of the best years of my life despite this difficult situation. This year I had the whole world pushing P. He went on to say, I use my art form, my gift from God, to change my circumstance. I worked. I honed my craft. I worked. I empowered black women in my industry. I worked. I lived in the recording studio. I worked. I lived on the road. I worked. For now, I don't have my freedom, but I am innocent. I am being falsely accused and will never stop fighting to clear my name.
Is Chloe going to stick with him? Are they still together?
Chloe who?
Chloe Alley. The...
Oh, Chloe Bailey.
Yeah.
Alley, her sister. Oh, okay. But okay, they go together?
Yeah, they was there was a little meme around. They was in a little store.
Them little girls done grown up. They are curvaceous out of this world. Was that the one that was on the stage and Tyson, the drill rapper?
I'm not sure.
Is she having
orange or something like that?
Brian.
I think that's a, what?
Okay.
What, orange?
Orange.
Orange is the new black.
There's a R. Orange. Friend.
Orange. Orange.
R.
I know how to say orange.
Well, then why you don't say
orange? It's orange. That's the hood version of orange.
That's not.
Say jewelry.
Jerry.
We're making winners sound good.
Everything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
Ari.
All right, let's see what you got.
Rock the boat, work it in the middle.
This sounds like somebody different. Y'all switch phones?
No.
How old are you, Ari?
23.
Okay, you wasn't around when Aaliyah was doing her thing. You don't know nothing about that shit.
Yeah. I caught a little bit of it.
Smith, you got two tickets to the Cat Williams show going down November 11th at the T-Mobile Center.
Thank you for my birthday.
Ooh, yes. Happy birthday. And you automatically qualify for a chance to get $1,000 in hot summer cash and $500 in free gas, all right?
All right, thank you.
You're welcome, Ari. Tell everybody what morning show you wake up with.
Good morning, girl.
You're listening to the best of the morning. Making your 103 days of summer hot.
Yeah, that's right.
Win $1,000 in cash and $500 in gas.
Money in my pocket.
Fuck the gas tank. Yeah.
We are Hot 103 Jams.
I'm for real. I'm about to get cold cash. Thousands of dollars. I'm talking about money so tall, out on
the
fall.
The Morning Grind is caring about Kansas City's well-being. It's Wellness Wednesday with Dr. RJ. Powered by Icon and Hot 103 Jams.
It's almost officially summertime. And of course, during the summer, we're thinking about what? Our bodies. Well, let me share with you four ways to improve our relationship with our bodies. For many of us, the focus on transforming the way our bodies look has drained exercise of its pleasure. However, when we separate exercise from the goal of weight loss, we can heal our relationships to exercise and to our bodies. I always tell my clients, eat healthy for weight loss and exercise for your mental health. Here are four ways to help connect with and enjoy our bodies, according to a recent article in Psychology Today. Avoid self-talk that reinforces a problematic relationship between exercise and food. Number two, learn to listen to your body. Our bodies have a natural desire to move. Just look at children before they become self-conscious. They delight in physical activity. Number three, focus on gains from exercise other than weight loss. Number four, enjoy yourself. Several studies indicate we are more likely to consistently engage in activity that is satisfying or enjoyable. Exercise should be a fun way to expand our lives. This is Dr. RJ on the Morning Grind with Shay and Shine for your Wellness Wednesday on Hot 103 Jams.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.